All right, great. So sorry, Jeremy, I had to restart the recording and
no problem. We can hear.
So I'm glad that you're able to join us, sir. Jeremy, I know when we talked, we were talking about, you know, you getting into the business there. How did you get into the business? Who invited you? And just to let everyone know who you are a little bit too, also, sir. Give me a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Mir, for the opportunity to be on the call tonight. Thank you very much for the opportunity and the invite. But a little bit of our story, how we got started. I love telling the story how I met a young lady at the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning on the treadmill, of all places. And it's one of those things. I go to the gym daily. It's one of those things that's in my daily or weekly routine. And I saw the same person and every day. And eventually she got on the treadmill next to me and said, hey, and asked me would I be interested in making an extra income. And I said, yes, I don't mind taking a look. Well, she invited me to come out to one of our live business presentations that they did. And she invited me twice, and I failed to show up twice. So I was one of those people that you asked and said they'll come but didn't show up. At the time, I mean, I was living life, me and my wife, raising a family, working our jobs, involved in our church ministry, involved in also we did group exercise, fitness training, and we were just busy doing a lot of things. And we didn't have time for anything, so I thought. But fast forward 8 months down the road, my wife was laid off of work after 12 years of service, and that kind of devastated us. But I did remember the young lady at the gym, Julia Flintes. And what's so unique about that is at the time, I didn't know about her, but we probably circled each other's lives probably for a good year at that gym. And also her husband, Emerson Flintes, he was the person that checked us in early in the morning at the front desk. So every morning we just say, name the word, we just give a what's up head nod and I go on and work out. So it's amazing how people was already in place in our lives that end up impacting our lives in a major, big way. So that's how it started. So once I remember her, I did ask her, I said, hey, are you still doing what you invited me to take a look at? She said, yes, we're having the same business presentation. It'll be at this night on this day. And I showed up on the third time. And when I saw what Ambit was and what it was all about, I knew it was something special about it because it was a service. We've been in other product-based businesses before in the past that was not successful at all, trying to sell products, trying to sell this. But electricity was something that caught my attention because I use it. We always need it. And that was the first thing that went up. So I couldn't sleep for 3 days after seeing the presentation. My wife probably shared her side of it, but I did ask my wife about three times to watch the video that we had back in 2017. And she did not want to watch the video. I said, well, hey, I think we need to make a move on something because things are not going well right now for us. But we can definitely try and do this. And she said, well, you do what you got to do and let me be over here. So I, as a man of house, I made that conscious decision saying, hey, I must try to do something. And I'm glad I planted my flag at Amber Energy and so not long after that, my wife did come on board with me 110%, and I thank her. She's sitting right here next to me. I thank her for coming on board with me because I don't think we'll be executive consultants this point in our lives without her by my side. So that's a little bit in a nutshell of where we got started and where we went and how we're building and growing now.
That's fantastic, Jeremy. I mean, what a powerful story. I remember the time when you became an executive consultant, I think, you know, there was a recording of that when you guys became executive and it was posted there. And it was such an elated time because, you know, most people, they don't achieve that executive consultant position without the tough work that needs to
happen.
So tell us a little bit about the journey. Like, how did you go from marketing to regional scene? We have lots of regional consultants and marketing consultants on the call. How did you get to executive share?
Well, one thing about it, when I did start this business, we put ourselves in a position where, hey, we got to make this work. And that was my mindset from the beginning. I didn't know much about electricity or the system, the proven system we had, but I knew that this has to work, you know, because at that moment in our life, you know, one income, we was just in a desperate situation. And I think that hunger was the fuel to the fire we had in tough times. And sometimes that's how life is. God puts us in positions where our back is against the wall, and we not only have to make the decision, but also trust him in making that decision. So we had that mindset. That's the key word. That was just what we started with, the mind. I started with that mindset. And as a market consultant, just like probably many other market consultants that starts, it didn't come out the gates blazing. You know, people said no. People didn't return calls. People stopped giving us cold shoulders. So I was like, man, this is something else. But what I started doing was I actually started plugging in more, listening to the daily calls that we have and attending the business presentation. I always like attending the presentation because the more I saw it, the more I understood the system and what we are and what we're doing. And the more you learn, the more you earn. So, you know, if you think you're going to not learn this business, well, you're not going to earn something, but you can earn while you're learning. So that mindset, and then as we start developing our voice, when I say our voice is the approach to the business, I think a lot of when you're new and starting out, I think the complicate things, and that's what I was doing. I was complicating things myself when I should have just been plugging into the proven system and plugging into my upline. And they said, just invite, just share an invitation, work on your invitation. And that's the simple thing we do now is tell new consultants that simply work on your invitation, find your voice where you can communicate comfortably, and it will definitely get better over time. And along with my invitation, I also started developing my mind even more with self-development. That was one thing that really enhanced not just our business practice, but also our life as a whole, because when you take time first thing in the morning and give yourself about 5 minutes to power up your day with a positive, motivational audio or reading, that makes a world of difference. If you do that every day, you will develop a system or develop a resilience about yourself that will empower you to conquer your day no matter what you're facing. And you'll definitely have some great results from that. When I start doing that self-development early in the mornings, it definitely starts turning things around inside, and then it starts showing up on the outside. So from marketing to regional, that was took us probably about 3 months to get to regional after joining the business. And once we promoted to regional consultant, now we're saying, hey, this is where we wanted to get to. We are regional consultants. Now the compensation plays in our favor. We start getting the overrides. We start accumulating residual income, and we start building some leverage. So and with the pay raise increase as well. So that was an exciting time. I never forget. When we promoted to RC here in Houston area, we was at the Pearland location. We used to meet in BP in person at our BP. My family came out. My sister and her husband came out to see us get pinned that night on a Wednesday night back in March 2018. And that was a great turning point because we were excited and ready to go. Now we're a little bit better in what we're doing. And now we're starting to recruit and build that team to get the senior. Of course, there's a little bit more qualifications required to get the senior. But as when we hit regional consultant, we was ready to go, and that's what we started doing. And it's a funny thing because when we were RCs, we was recruiting, working with teams, and I met a person at the gym again. It seems like everybody on our team has some association with a gym. So if you're listening tonight, go get you a gym membership if you don't already have one and just meet some friends. If you already have one, meet some friends. Introduce yourself. It was a guy that I met, not on a treadmill this time, but in the locker room of all places. I mean, odd places is where magic things happen, right? So he was introducing me to something that he wanted me to take a look at for his business. And I had a listening ear. I mean, I'm new to Promoter RC. I said, well, let me just see what he has. But I know I'm not going to be interested, but I can see if I can persuade him to maybe be interested in my business. So we've met up. Actually, let me back up. I didn't plan on actually calling him. I just took the number in his card, but I never called him. He actually called me twice, left a voicemail. So I ended up calling him back because I didn't want him to feel like I was standing him up, and I had to see him again at the gym like I did with Julia. So we met up. He shared what his business was, and I shared what my business was. And he liked mine better because his was a product-based business. Mine was energy, and he seen the more value with that. And that person was Roy Burris, who was a senior consultant. Matter of fact, he was our first senior consultant in our whole organization. And when he came on board, he really exploded our RC code and definitely was a pivotal a powerhouse to getting us to senior consultant. Him and his three boys all promoted to senior consultant in our RC code. And that's been a blessing to make those relationships. And when we hit senior, now the business, when we understood the business, now things are really changing, and not just the pay increase, but now you're starting to build teams to get to that executive level. So we mainly focus on the next level, not trying to skip levels. We mainly was just focused on what's the next level, what we got to do to achieve that. Once we achieve that, now let's work this code to get to the next level. So as senior consultant, this is where what makes or breaks a lot of consultants. I hope that's not too strong to say, but I think it's true because we don't want to be the consultants that get stuck at senior consultant and be, and not saying nothing's wrong with that now. The people making good money at senior level, that's no doubt about it. But we was really looking at the executive level because that's when a lot of more opportunities opens up for many, many people that reach that level and sustain it. So our senior code, we had some ups and we had some downs and had some more downs.
Yeah.
And we really had to even start all over in our senior code. And it was like, ah. So it was one of those things, you know, it's frustrating at times, but that's just like life. But we still, again, had that mindset, hey, this has to work. So what happens fast forward, you know, God works in a mysterious way sometimes. And the pandemic hits, everybody's sent home for months on end, and what did we do? We plugged into our business and started ramping up our business, and we promoted in the pandemic of all things. And we met another dynamic powerhouse during the pandemic, this ordeal, and that was Shekayla. She came in, and she was introduced to us through a consultant that we sponsored some months back, and she was his customer. And somebody wanted to sponsor her as a consultant on her job, but she said, well, I'm already an Ambit customer. Let me get with my person to sign me up. So that person asked him about the business. And he said, yeah, well, don't join them. You need to join my team, Jeremy Meme team. And I'm going to get you connected with them. He plugged us in through Facebook group message. And from there, we start sharing some information with about this business, what it can do for her. And she came in, and she fast-tracked the senior consultant. And, man, she was our first senior in our senior code that launched us on that path to get to executive. And she is still firing away, on fire today. And, you know, it's amazing that someone that was just sitting in our organization as a customer through contacts came up through the ranks, joined the business, and fast-tracked. And now it's just a few consultants away from executive consultants. So we are definitely cheering you on, Shekayla. So that's one of the points. And she brought in some people, and she has senior to come into her organization, which counted as another senior for us. And we just started building the business out one senior at a time. And some of them, it took off real quick. But someone was kind of slow, but we still was patient. I think that'd be another word if you want to take key of night is patience. You know, Rome wasn't built overnight, and anything that's worth having definitely takes time to build. And will it be worth it? Yes. Will there be some struggles? Yes. Will there be some long nights? Yes, but it will be worth it. So now we promoted last year in April to executive consultants. And let me say this, we actually set a date to promote to EC before we did, and we did not reach that date. We set another date to promote to EC, and we did not reach that date. So I know that's one of the things that we tell our downline, say, okay, what day you want to promote, and let's put in our calendar. But just because you don't meet that date, that don't mean it's over. That don't mean you did anything wrong. Just set a new goal and keep building, looking towards it. But we knew April was special because we was right there at it. And when you're like 10 consultants away from EC or that next level and a few customers, and at that time we had to have customers for these consultants to count. So we was really just, we was grasping here and there. So that was another one of those sleepless nights, but it all came together. So that's one great thing I would definitely share. The journey has been quite an experience, but it made me and my wife a better person, a better couple, better parents, and hopefully better business partners to our sponsors and upline, which is Kevin Rose Duncan, who has definitely been a great supportive to us. We have home parties. I mean, we love having home parties at the house because we stay there all night because that's how hungry it was. We had a home party, everybody leave, but me and my wife and the kids, we will stay there and we talk shop about Ambit, how to do this, what this does, and how can I do this, what can we improve on, what can we do this, what you just pick their brains. Kevin Rose, Julia Emerson to 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, no doubt. So that really, that's what we call those powwow conversations. We really had to tough it out all night and really try to develop ourselves and listen to their feedback. So that was part of the journey of it. I know that was a lot, but maybe Mimi want to share something on that. Maybe. No, she said no.
You covered it.
No, Jeremy, that was fantastic. I loved it. It seems like the way you explain, you're such a wonderful storyteller, sir. You're an
articulate
gentleman. I need to have you more on the call.
So, thank you.
So, Jeremy, you know, and this can be answered by either you or me or she. How do you train your people? How do you train a brand new person? I mean, I know the journey is difficult. Sometimes it's,
yeah.
You know, some people succeed really quickly. Some people take a little longer time. What do you do when someone comes on with you and you're onboarding them? How do you do that?
Well, that's a good question. I know it's a lot of people have different ways of doing that, but I kind of keep it simple and basic. And one thing is I try to know what works for me may not work for another person. And don't forget what worked for me will and can work for another person. So you kind of really got to be patient with that new person. But I tell them this, we don't sell electricity. We're not selling electricity. We're selling value. We're selling a service, if you want to put the word sales in it. And that's one thing I didn't catch on right from the beginning. I was trying to sell electricity. I was trying to sell rates when actually I should have been just sharing value with people and building a relationship. So I tell everyone new that you're not trying to sell something because you can't sell anything that somebody is already buying, already using. What you can give them is value about what they use and educate them about what they have for them to understand it better. And when you break it down simply like that, they will never forget that because no one will never tell them that over 1-800 electricity or gas or whatever. So I tell them to give value. And for as new consultants, I try to tell them, don't try to wreck your brain trying to make 1,000 lists of names. I mean, some people have got that network, they can do that, but most people, we live busy lives. We have families or we have things that we do in our lives. I tell them, you got to work this in your schedule, around your schedule. One thing about me, when me and Julia was talking in the beginning, but that was one of my things. I didn't have the time. And I think that can hit with a lot of people. I guess I was trying to make up a soft excuse, right? But really, it's no excuse. I think everybody has time when they want it and when they make it, right? So if you're on this call tonight, you made the time to get on this call, just like we did to commit to the time. So we got we show where 15 minutes a day will launch your business. And that's what I had, 15 minutes a day, because I would drive in traffic for an hour to and from work. And that 15 minutes will represent of making a few phone calls, a few text messages, and making contact with my network of influence. And from there, that's how I started building. What that 15 minutes was, guess what it was? The invitation. I wasn't trying to read bills. I mean, I couldn't read them, so I just sent them to my upline. That's another thing. I said, if you do get electricity bills or someone asks you about it, don't try to give them all information. Just send the bills to me, and I'll analyze it and see what we can do, and I'll go from there. But basically, my tip for that is just work on that invitation and self-development. So that's the main get out the door. And also, a great thing we do have that Kevin Rose has put together is our 72-hour success sheet that we use. I mean, we talk about this all the time. It's on teamamory.com. Anybody can go there and download that 72-hour sheet. If you fill out each bullet point on that sheet, the idea and the goal is that the person will make their investment back and possibly have some consultants lined up or a prospect lined up to join the business within that 72-hour time frame. And also, you'll know what kind of schedule you'll be on, because on there is a place on there what days you want to work your business. I think that's very key, because I tell people, hey, don't burn yourself out on this. I mean, I'm not going to push you and push you, but I'm not going to sit and wait on you either. But we got that piece on there that said what day you want to work your business and how many hours or whatever you want to work on this day. It kind of gives them a sense of this is the day I want to work on the business and focus on it, and it shows me that they're plugging in and sticking to their schedule. And it'll help us out to coordinate with three-way calls and maybe one-to-ones if we need to schedule something with them. So it definitely will fit in the person's lifestyle. That's something that they're adding to it that's extra. But those are a few little things that we kick off, and that's in the first 48 hours. I mean, the first 7 days of a person joining is very important, the first 7 days, but we try to get this to them in first 48 hours to get it going. And after that 7 day, if you're not seeing some results or getting some calls from them or getting some people to follow up with them, then, you know, you kind of want to start adjusting the approach with them. So that's where that patience kicked in, and definitely want to work things out. I mean, we're working with consultants right now. We recently have sponsored. And to tell you the truth, some of it's kind of rough. You got to be patient with them because, you know, they got lives. And then some of it is just they're ready to go. They say, what I got to do next? So that's one of the joys of it.
Yes, sir. I mean, Jeremy, I love the way that you explain things about, you know, you have to create that urgency. Plus, you still have to have the patience with them. So,
yeah.
You know, it's important. It's important. Not everyone's time is going to be your time, and not your time is not going to be their time too, sir. So it's just, I want the listeners to listen in, and you know, there's some key points here that Jerry's mentioning here. You know, how to build an organization. The way he built an organization, it's remarkable, guys. And most people are lucky to have an organization that's as flourishing as Jeremy's. And I know Shakayla personally too, also, and she's dynamite. She'll be an executive consultant in just a few days, hopefully before I'm
there. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, you know, kudos to you. Kudos to Julia Ann Emerson. Julia is such a recruiter's recruiter. You know, I can't imagine. I mean, she's recruited many people through that, the system of just networking. And
yeah.
She networked remarkably well. So here is one question I wanted to ask you. What has AMBIT done for you? What has it done in terms of, you can talk about it either financially, it has done what, or with family, or the opportunity itself. What has it done in terms of impact, sir?
Okay. I'll answer this real short, and Mimi answer it too.
Okay.
One thing about what Amber has done for us and my family is, as a man, as a husband and father, it gave us or gave me personally that extra confidence that I didn't have in the financial side of things. I mean, we've had some tough financial years.
Mm-hmm.
And that, as a man, you know, that just doesn't fit and feel right. I mean, you work 8 hours a day, and you, everything you're bringing in is going right back out to necessities just to live. And, you know, it was just one of those cycles that, man, something's got to be better than this. So Amit came along. That was the thing. That's why I had to make, we had to make this work. And it's given us more options in life. First, we were just trying to make a few hundred dollars a month just to keep afloat and things. Now, it's not even about the money anymore. It's more about sharing this opportunity to impact lives, change lives to those that want more out of life. And I'll keep it over to Mimi.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree 100% with what Jeremy was saying. And also in that, it's also, you know, as far as the impact that it's had in our life, I mean, this business is amazing. I mean, this is really the first, you know, company that I can honestly say that teamwork is a major factor. That is the thing that really, like, really tore at my heart was, man, this is really a family. These, like, the our upline and those around us really want to see us succeed. It's not, you know, dog eat dog. It's not, you know, I'm pushing myself up and leaving you there. No one gets left behind. And that part is really what, you know, what tugged at my heart. And, you know, it started my belief process. And not only that, it's just, you know, when I was laid off, you know, and I started this business with my husband, it was more of, man, I actually have time to, you know, volunteer at my kid's school. And, you know, we get to be involved and we get to do this wherever we go, like literally work our business on the go. I mean it. Like, we could be at the mall walking, or we could be at a friend's house, or we could be traveling. We can work this business from our cell phone or from our laptop or, at, you know, in the comfort of our own home. And how awesome is that? How awesome is that where you could work this business for maybe, you know, a few minutes or maybe 2 hours or something and make the same amount you would make in a whole 8 hour shift working at a job. Think about that. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that I think is totally amazing. Like, you know, that's one of the impacts that we saw was the flexibility. That was great. That was so awesome. And, you know, and one thing that is really, really important to me is, you know, if you know me, I love to travel. I really, really love to travel, always have. And to be able to go on a trip to Mexico for my birthday this year, it was in January, and actually have a great time. And it was all from what we made in Ambit. It was a week, it was a week's worth of what we made in Ambit. We went on vacation, we were out there, and we still received calls, we still worked the business, and we still had a really great time. And guess what? The time that we spent out there, we made our money back. We made our money back for that entire trip. I mean, what else can I say? I mean, it really is amazing. And to be able to, you know, be in those seats when we first started, you know, sitting in the business presentations, I always go back to that because it means so much to me. Being, you know, sitting in those chairs as marketing consultants in the very beginning and seeing, you know, everyone stand up, you know, if you're a regional consultant, stand up if you're a senior consultant, come to the front of the room if you're executive consultant. And then, you know, hear the testimonies, hear about, you know, how a lot of people have prevailed in this company. And you're just wondering, when will I get there? Can I get there? And what Jeremy talked about earlier was, you know, everything worked out. Well, yes, you know, I go back really to the word of God in Romans 8:28. And it says, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to their purpose. And it is true. In this business, no, it wasn't just us, guys. It wasn't just us. We were on our knees every day. We were on our knees asking God, hey, don't, I mean, yes, Lord, please bless us, but most of all, allow us to be a blessing to other people.
Yes.
Allow us to be a blessing. That's all, man, that right there, that's what we needed. That's what we needed. That's what made us feel good, was that we could actually be a blessing to our customers or be a blessing to the consultants or prospects that we spoke to, because, you know, we showed them, hey, this is real. It can happen. It can happen if you just believe. If you believe that you can believe, you can do it. And that's something that we hold strong to, you know, is really, you know, holding on to the Lord's hand and keeping that faith right there, keeping that faith. Because through all things are possible through God. Even when it seemed like our backs were against the wall, there was a point, and I'm going to go ahead and say it, there was a point in our lives when we both were not working. I was laid off, of course, you know that. And then a few months later or a year later, Jeremy was laid off. I'm so glad that Jeremy took advantage of Julia's VP invite. Because we had something to fall back on, and that was Ambit. So it helped to sustain us until Jeremy was able to get a job again, until I was able to graduate, you know, from college and go to work again. I mean, it's truly amazing. This isn't just, you know, we're not actors. We're regular people that had a change in our lives, and we see what this business can actually do.
Well, what a testimony. What a testimony. This is amazing. Guys, if you don't get shivers or chills just thinking about, you know, what they were talking, but this is amazing. Sorry, Jeremy, I didn't want to interrupt. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was saying that was an amazing job, baby.
Yeah.
I was encouraged myself.
No, this is such a call. I mean, I'm telling people that this is something that you have to listen to again and again. It's inspirational and motivational in every which way, guys. But the nuggets are there, that they plugged into that upline there. They went to Rose and Kevin's house, and they spent the time. And Rose and Kevin are the most empowering couple in Ambit Energy.
Yes.
They help everybody and anybody. They encourage everyone. They don't always show the plan only for themselves, mm-hmm. but they're showing it for others. Guys, listen, this pedigree or a line that you call, you know, that they're from, this line, this has been an extremely successful line of business. And I feel honored that, you know, we have Jeremy and Miyoshi on the call tonight. So Jeremy and Miyoshi, both, you can answer this both. So you are, you know, servants of God first, and then you mm-hmm. give your energy, your time, you volunteer for your church, and you have full-time work, plus you're doing Ambit. How did you do this in a part-time basis, go to executive consultant and have such success, sir? How did you manage the time, sir?
Well, it definitely goes back to that trial and error. We saw what the end game was or the value in it. And, it was something new. We had to fit this in. But one thing I heard at one of the presentations, I know it's kind of cliche, but it says, we don't go out to do Ambit, we do Ambit while we're out. And I was like, well, you know, that is kind of unique because, you know, in passing, just being out with generally, you're just doing your everyday things and you may meet people. Conversations come about those meeting people and you may hit off with people. Well, hey, now we have a purpose and a reason, not just to share our life experience, but also a blessing to them. And at the same time, we want to share this with family, friends, church members, neighbors. I mean, we have to stop being shy. Come on. We just have to stop being shy.
Yeah.
Get out of your comfort zone and into the unknown and into the uncomfortable for things to work out. So, we already had a fixed life where we go to work, have church, and then we have our kids and family. But now everyone knows us, even in our church world, whatever, they know what we do with Ambit as part of our business. And they highly respect that and look to us for that professional advice about things in the community. But we had to find a balance with it. And it wasn't always easy. It may look like it is. I know we post pictures, things on Facebook. I mean, yes, those are positive things, but it's still a challenge. Even behind that smile, even behind the happiness, is still a challenge. And no, we're not sad. I'm not saying we're sad behind it, but it's still challenges that we face. It's still rejections we face. And it's still sometimes we get cold feet on approaching individuals. So don't think just because we're at this executive level, we have this team here, we don't try to get cold feet, but we work on ourselves to work this business and we find it. So it's, one thing I say is no excuses. No excuses. When times get tough, the tough gets going. So we found a way where it incorporated with us, and we don't look at it just as a business, but we look at it also as a ministry. Mm-hmm. Because we pray that, Lord, help us to enhance people's lives, not just physically, but also financially and spiritually too. So with that perfect mix, I think you'll touch pretty much any heart of person here in the world, because that's one thing we all need. We need finances. We all love someone. And we all got to be physically fit. So I think putting those together somewhere in a conversation you can bring into any part of your business that you can share with someone and bring value to it.
And I can also say in those moments, you know, a moment of encouragement, guys, when you feel like, oh, I really don't feel like it, or I'm not sure if I can talk to this person, or they're in this status, or I really don't know this person. You know, how about this? What's the worst that they can say? The worst they can say is no. Or most of the time, that no sometimes just means not right now. So, I mean, all I can say is for those moments that you're the most scared to talk to someone, just do it. Just do it and see what the outcome is going to be. If they say no, that's fine. You have the opportunity to say it to somebody else or offer it to someone else. I can say that. That's something that we went through. Believe me, we went through it. Mm-hmm. We used to urge each other on to just get out and just talk to people. And yes, it was scary. It was frustrating. It was like, oh, my gosh, they're going to think that I'm crazy. Oh, I said the wrong thing. But, you know, it's
okay. You got to say the wrong thing.
You are. But it's okay.
You will get better.
You will get better. Practice makes perfect. And it is not perfect. Believe me, it's not always perfect. But, you know, just take a chance. Take a chance. And that chance that you take could change someone's life, whether it be for a customer or a consultant.
Yes, ma'am. That is so powerful. That's so true. So, Miyoshi and Jeremy, you know, we're coming to the end of the call and thinking about it. You know, I could spend hours just talking to you guys about how you guys built the business, but I'm going to ask you, what's your plan for Ambition? Like, how many people are you taking to Ambition? How many people are you think are registered? And if you could give us some encouraging words to get to Ambition, sir.
Oh, man, yes, yes, yes. Ambition, man, this is something we are definitely looking forward to, because it's our first in-person Ambition since 2019, and our first Ambition ever was 2018, and that really blown us away, and we've been fired up ever since. And this would be our first Ambition going in person as executive consultants, so if they do the same thing they did before, we get to experience it as executive consultant level in person. So that's what we definitely looking forward to. We've been fired up to it ever since we found out they're going to do it in person now. And we've been telling our team, hey, you got to go. We got to go. I just recruited someone a week ago, and I'm already telling, hey, I don't care what's going on. If you want to grow in this business, you got to go to Ambition. And now he's looking at hotels where he wants to stay. So we want. I would love if we could say we're going to take all our team. That would be great, right? Hey, some people may not show, but one thing we always share them, statistics says those that go to Ambition in these events make more money. Now, you want to try to stay home because you don't have the time or the finances, that's your personal decision. But if you want this to be that thing that works and takes you to that next level, you have to attend this event Hope is not the strategy. Execution, action is the strategy. So that's what they always tell people. And also, I mean, we've been in here. I mean, I don't call ourselves, we arrived. We've been in about 4.5 years now. But we're in this for the long haul. And that's how it shows that we put in the work. And when you see people put in the work, it shows their passion behind it. So we're definitely fired up. We already booked our ticket. Now, let me tell you this story here real quick. This is a shame story, so don't laugh. But 1 year, I think we were Steam Consultants. We was there was a triple bonus that was out. And we were sponsoring. And we did not register for the event. I think at that time it was simulcast. We did not register for the event. So I was planning on registering for the event as soon as I got situated. So, but we were sponsoring individuals. And we were not just sponsoring, but they were doubling and tripling off in that 1 week. And I said, man, we're going to have a good paycheck next week. Well, guess what? Without me being registered for the event, all that double and triple money skipped past me and went straight to them. So I called Amber. I actually called her. I said, hey, we sponsored so many people and was supposed to got these doubles and triples. She said, oh, yeah, they got all of it, but you're not registered for the event, so you're not entitled to get it. I said, okay, well, if I register now, will I get it paid back to me? No. So that was a very costly mistake that I learned. And that goes to show you, I still was learning how this works. So if you're new on here, when these events come out to get registered, register right away. Don't wait, because you don't know who may come in your business at that time and just blow up and go off and start sponsoring people. They get all the money and you don't. So that, I tell you, that check we would have been, as a senior consultant, that probably been a little $1,000 check that we was counting on. Ended up being like $400-some. I was like, oh, gosh, all that money just gone.
Yeah.
So we got a saying that says, don't leave money on the table. I know somebody's echoing that. So definitely get registered. And here's another key thing, Mira, and those that are listening. Even if you cannot go, still register, because they still have a double bonus going on right now. And who knows, they might come out with another bonus for only those that are registered, okay? Now, if you register and you attend, we know they do historically attendees only special bonus, whatever that may be. So if you think about going, get there. All you got to be there is for 1 day and check in. You can do what Kevin Rose did. I think they First Ambition, they was running in the door and called in sick and made it to the first, the last day in, and you got counted in as attended. So definitely get there. Be there. We will see you there.
Yes. In order to grow, you need to
go.
In order to grow your business, you need to get to Ambition. I mean, it's always some dynamic speakers every year. Oh, my gosh. And it sparks something in you every time. If you've been to Ambition and you're on this line right now, you know exactly what we're talking about. I mean, if you have like a little spark, you need a little encouragement, go to Ambition.
Yes.
I promise you, it will have you on fire, and you probably will make it to the next level next month.
Yes.
That following month. But I mean, man, it's something you gotta be there to experience it, to be able to see, you know, the many people that, you know, just like us on this line right now, and Mir and all your leaders and all just team members and the Ambit family. I mean, it's nothing like it. So, man, make your way to Ambition. It's going to be totally worth it.
Absolutely.
Wow, this is amazing, Jeremy. You know, that's super encouraging. That, you know, and giving us that lesson there that you lost the money just because you didn't register.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
That's a lesson. I mean, there are many people in our business that have done that, and you know, literally lost thousands of dollars just doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, I had an executive consultant, actually. She lost about big time, about $8,000-$9,000 after Ambition, because she had not gone to Dallas. And it was a health issue. But guess what? It's happened to many people. So you definitely, guys, register. Listen to Jeremy. Listen to Miyoshi. You know, they're talking from life experiences that they've experienced while building this business. and don't leave money on the table. I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you don't need to leave money for Ambit. You know, you need to take it all. So
yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Right.
And they want you to take it all. If you put
they
in the work.
They want you to take it all. That's right. Exactly. So, exactly. So, Jeremy, you know, I always call you Superman because you know, I see those Superman outfits that you wear and those 100-pound dumbbells that you lift. I can't imagine, you know, lifting the 100-pound dumbbells. I mean, that's crazy that, you know, he puts in the work. He puts in the work. Ladies and gentlemen, this couple is such a dynamite couple. I wish I was recruited by them or sponsored by them. I could see the work ethic that they have. I know why they're building such a great organization, and I know why they're going to be winning many, many more awards, and they'll become national consultants and Yellow Jacket wearers in Amsterdam.
Yes,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you this thing. If you don't listen to this call again and again, you're going to miss out on all these things that Jeremy and Miyoshi, they poured their heart out on this call. So I appreciate it very much, and I have six more questions, Jeremy. I'm not
going
to get into it. I started out with 10, but, you know, I'm asking you guys again to be on the call again with me, okay?
Okay.
And hopefully within the next month, 2 months or so, I want to invite you guys again, and then maybe I can follow up with those other questions because I have many more things to learn from you. So I appreciate it very, very much. Thank you,
sir.
Thank
you. We'd love to do it again. Absolutely.
Thank you, Mir.
Thank you, Miyoshi, and I can't wait to see you guys in Dallas.
Absolutely.
I'm about to open up the lines. Guys, please thank Jeremy and Miyoshi for giving us your valuable knowledge and time. Thank you.
Thank you.